I know.
It's Hank FM, and here's why, by the way.
We can't.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Yeah, kind of like a song, except horribly out of tune. It starts right here in Cowtown. Last Thursday, 43-year-old Christopher McKay walks into a bank over there on Camp Bowie West Boulevard around 10 a.m. Thursday and reportedly claimed to have a weapon, demanded money. But ultimately, it didn't seem to work out in any which way for Christopher McKay. He ultimately fled the scene totally empty-handed and was arrested a block or two away from Camp Bowie West. Didn't make it very far. But it was an area that he knew well. Maybe he didn't know how to rob the bank, but this was the same bank that Christopher McKay was convicted of robbing 9 years ago. He did 7 years for that robbery in federal prison. Got out. And you know what? You always go back to what you know. You know? Familiarity breeds.
Christopher, I'm calling your mother.
Familiarity breeds conviction is what that does.
Ay, ay, ay. So finding the right one can be tough in this modern world. You got scammers and weirdos, and sometimes you need guidance for the world of dating. Tinder just launched something to help. It's called the School of Swipe. It'll help you navigate all this craziness for young folks with expert advice, emotional wellness tools, interactive learning, emotional clarity, and dating safety. Okay, so here's the thing, girls. Ignore all of this. Remove all the apps on your phone. Go to Home Depot, 9:30 on a Saturday morning. You're welcome.
Wow, there's an insider. Auntie
Heather knows.
This out of Houston, I saw this a couple of days ago. It was kind of all across the radio nerd sites that I follow and things like that, but then started making actual news as the 97.5 FM ESPN Houston station got hijacked. So the statement from ESPN Houston read as follows, pretty quick after the thing. In the past hour, this is 2 days ago, there was audio airing on 97.5 FM signal that didn't come from our radio station. Our signal has been hacked.
Uh-oh.
And as they wrote this and issued this, we are actively trying to rectify the problem. We appreciate that many of you posted and alerted us. There was a lot of people that did figure this out because I can't play you, even though they did play a lot of what was a lot of offensive, vulgar things.
Oh, boy.
And somebody who was hawking their YouTube channel. This, I believe, is the Houston sports station that sometimes, with the inversion, bleeds over into our signal.
Hello.
So, if over the weekend you thought Joe Belinsky was losing his religion, he was
not. There are a few things in life that will eat more than a teenage boy. One 19-year-old in Cleveland, well, he was feeling that burn of hunger. He wanted to go to lunch, took a break from his job as a valet, and then took off in a customer's Mercedes. Do you see where this is going? It's Pop doing 120 in a 60-mile-per-hour zone. Police returned the car to the owner, and then he did get to eat his lunch before going to jail. It's too much temptation.
Tell me that you've seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off telling me you've seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off. That's a sweet ride, man.
Dum, 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 dum.
I think the same thing is going to happen. Another weird radio story. This out of D.C.
MAGA.
No, it didn't have anything to do with them. So this is a popular morning show in the District of Columbia.
Oh, are they wacky and zany?
But this last Friday, things may have not been wacky and zany at all, as some caller calls. We've had our fair share of interestingness on the phone lines. This may be another level, as somebody called in to report that they had found in a wooded area a dead body.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And so immediately, like, the radio station called the police as opposed to the person who then who decided the first move would be to call the radio station.
Yeah, very Logan Paul of you.
So Elliot in the morning then called, and sure enough, there was a... There was that in the woods. Yeah, it wasn't a hoax or a prank. So police are obviously investigating. They actually don't think that the person that made the call had anything to do with it, but it is kind of weird and sus all the way around. And we thought our apocalypse preaching sidewalk prophets were a problem. Dum, 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 dum.
See you, Elliot. Mm-hmm. Now, this is embarrassing. Waking up at your very own funeral. Luckily, a woman in Thailand got a break.
Not again.
Yeah.
Why do these happen?
I don't know. She started banging on her coffin after waking up at the crematorium.
See?
Now, the general and financial affairs manager was a little concerned because he heard knocking noises coming from the back of the vehicle when he was driving it.
You think?
In charge of transportation, in addition to financial affairs. So, yeah, he got there. He looked inside. She was staring right up at him.
Oh, my gosh.
Hello there.
I'm done.
Her brother, now this is even worse. Before this happened, her brother moved her 300 miles in the coffin in the middle of Thailand. Said she'd been dead 2 days. She was only 65.
Yeah, but I can't wait to hear her podcast. Dum, 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 dum. And then finally, let's wind up in Florida. Florida man caught weaving through traffic at about 117 miles an hour down there on the Florida highways. He was pulled over. Police asked. He answered. Why were you going so fast? Says I was doing this because my friend, his buddy needed to go to the bathroom.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, he was cited. But that's a good friend right there. That's a good friend because, you know, friend in need, friend indeed. Especially if you got one that's going to pee. Let the cowgirl out.
On the papers. KBNH.